Is that a little too much?
There's a little too much. I'm sorry. It's okay.
I'm coming out of the gate, man. I'm ready
to rock and roll. Everywhere.
I'm on a sugar high.
I know you are. We're supposed to have whiskey. This isn't the way things are supposed to be.
Fuck whiskey. Candy.
Welcome to Dick Picks.
All right, are we recording?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
I'm your host, Richard.
I'm Danny.
That's great. We got that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to have whiskey this episode, from what I remember the last episode.
Last episode, you said you wanted to change up what we were drinking.
Yeah, because we were doing that fucking Winking Owl.
Yeah, the Winking Owl wine. So we did an episode with beer, and then we had a wine episode, and then this was supposed to be the hard liquor episode, but we forgot to go to the liquor store.
So instead, we went to
a candy store.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. And like, all you like is fucking gummy sour candy.
I like gummy candy and I like sour candy. I like fruit flavors. I'm not a chocolate guy, you know?
The one Mexican thing any that comes out?
Yeah.
You eat pineapple straight from a can?
Oh, I love that.
With salt
straight
on it?
Straight from the can?
That's how you
it's
do
it. It's not even fresh.
No.
Straight from the can. Like all of my dreams. you know, yeah, I don't know what it is. I like fruit flavors, you know? I don't really like chocolate or rich things.
Oh, so you don't like good candies, what you're saying. Oh, I got you.
I don't like...
this is America, son.
Yeah.
We like chocolate and we like things that make us fat.
I like...
Well, the sugar's going to do it too.
Haribo things.
It is all Haribo.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Haribo.
I don't care. Is it? Are they Japanese? Probably not, right?
No, I'm pretty sure
they are. Product of Germany.
So it's... Oh, it's I hate Jew candy.
Yeah, I hate Jew candy.
I like that.
It's so kosher.
Oh.
But yeah, so if this episode I seem a bit hyper, or if later on in the episode I sound like I'm about to crash, it's because, what are you,
hold on.
That, oh God, stop, it's so loud in the headphones.
Well, I mean, you have to pat the cigarettes when you smoke them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Richard bought candy cigarettes. That was your purchase at the candy store.
Man, I thought they stopped making them because they influenced kids to smoke. As if, you know, we're ever influenced by things.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, I don't know. Because you bought candy cigarettes. You bought...
The Panda Bear.
You bought candy. Panda Bear candy.
Yeah, I think it's called Yum Yum. It's from China.
Yeah, and it's just stuffed with, like, strawberry stuff. And then, like...
Then you bought like 20 different things. I bought Necco wafers.
Fuck are Necco wafers?
Are we really just going to spend the whole episode talking about
candy? No, it's just the beginning. Just calm the fuck down, all right? They got a whole episode.
Necco wafers. I got them from my stepmother because you can't find them anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a chalk candy. Apparently, I like chalk candy.
Yeah. You like everything tastes like the shitty part of a Fun Dip package.
Yeah. I used to eat the Fun Dicks. The Fun Dicks.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Welcome to Dick Picks.
Frank!
Yeah, you see just the stick without the powder. Save the powder for later. You know. I like the chalk flavor. What can I say? So we're trying something interesting this episode.
What are we trying?
We're trying to do like live comment feeds. Well, it's not going to work well at
all.
Okay,
well, first off, we did have a subject to talk about because we both got really excited today.
Yep.
For something really girly, which was a lot of fun. And then...
it's bad.
But... And then we were also trying, like, we put online as we were recording that we are recording, and we were trying to see if anybody would live comment so we could just answer questions or comments or just address anything really online while we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure first...
let's get into the story mode.
Well, it's not really story mode as much as, like, what we did today that made us feel so goddamn happy.
Well, I found my roots today. apparently, I really like Ralph Lauren polo.
Well, okay.
And outlet shopping.
This has to be prefaced by the fact that, like, both of us are very not shoppers. Mm. We don't shop.
No.
We go in for what we need, we get it, and then we leave.
Yep.
But today, we discovered
not today.
The glory of browsing.
Yep.
Because we shopped with a woman.
Yeah, who sucks at shopping, by the way.
Yeah, she's
but
a terrible
I guess she's
shopper.
Very typical woman shopper. I've just never had a typical woman shopper around me.
Yeah,
most women we know go, ugh, shopping.
Well,
really?
Like when I've gone like shopping with like ex girlfriends or something, mm-hmm. It's always been like, well, I just want to pick up a few things, and I end up staying like an extra half hour just because they're just like, but isn't this cool? And then like because it's your girlfriend, you get to watch them try on clothes, and like you're in the dressing room with them, and it's cool.
And then all of a sudden you start jerking off. Then they blow you, and it turns out to be wonderful.
Okay, no, but
I mean that's yeah, no, that never happens.
But like today, we just went with a strange that you know her. I
no no no. She just came to the Mexican restaurant. We invited her out.
Okay,
she said sure.
All right, no, so it's a friend of yours.
Yeah, her name is Lauren, which is funny that we went to Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not really funny or ironic at all. It's kind of just very typical.
Yeah. Okay. So we met up with Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way,
was late as fuck.
But she was the most charming racist I think I've ever met.
I'd agree. I would agree with that. Or not.
Just...
You know. Either way.
Severely uncomfortable moments with her, but like...
Because we're out in public in a very black area where she's just going...
She's just dropping the N-bomb. Like, it's nobody's business.
Gangsta. We gangsta. And it's the whitest voice you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, my God.
We so gangsta. Let's go.
It's like repping a hood with an Oompa Loompa. It was so weird. Like, it was so fucking strange. But like, she's...
Don't ever make me laugh like that again. I almost choked.
But like, she... Yeah, she like...
I got a candy cigarette high, man. Let that nicotine calm
She's
down.
Just, I don't know. She was just so unapologetically white.
Yeah.
And like,
I think it let the whiteness in us come out a little bit.
Well, like, I don't know. There was something about how racist she was that I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to give a fuck either.
Well, you did give a fuck for just like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Until we get into a, let's go through our shopping adventure.
So no, this will be fun.
We went to Wilson's Leather.
Yes.
And this bitch instantly starts going and going, purses. And me and Danny, nah. Let's look at the leather jackets. It smells like man in here. Yeah. So we're just looking at leather jackets. And it gets gayer and gayer by the moment. Because we're like, ooh, that would look really good on you. That gray, that matches with the fading of your hair.
We were like talking about like what went with us. And like we kept going like, that's not your style. Which bothered me that I knew your style, you know. And and then I was like, I don't think
we
I can
knew
pull
the difference,
off.
Subtle
and
difference like, in the collars.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I can pull this off. And you're like, yeah, you can't. That's not really you. It's just like, it was so weird and incredibly gay.
Yeah.
But like, I loved it.
It was so fun. And then we both ended up getting jackets in the middle of August.
In the middle of August, we both got leather coats because they were on sale, though.
They weren't leather. Neither of them were leather.
No, yeah, okay, neither of them were leather.
But we went to Wilson's Leather.
Yeah.
But just to say, we didn't hurt the cows, all right?
But they were fucking awesome coats. Like, I really like the one I got.
It was, man. Yours looks so good on you.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah, I know.
Yours, though, that shit is fucking classy.
I look like a fucking rider, man. I just like it.
It comes with a scarf.
It does. Like made into it. It's awesome. My friend, my best friend, David, not to call you out. You know, he's not the best friend. He's the brother.
Right. I got it.
All
right.
David has for years been trying to get me to find a style because like I've always been the kind of guy that wears a polo shirt and, you know, pants or shorts. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a style. I'm very just bland.
Right.
And I found my style today, and I'm very offended by myself.
Why?
Man, I am...
Your style
I'm
is like
fucking Zach modern Morris.
Modern day Zach Morris?
Yes. Yeah. I'm Zach Morris with better color coordination, okay?
Whoa. Don't you talk about Zach Morris's color coordination, all right? He was rocking that shit back
the day. He was. Did you hear about that shit they're doing?
What shit?
The unauthorized biography of Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah. It's like a made-for-TV movie about a show that was on TV in the 80s. That had a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
It's very weird, yeah.
I just wanted to say that for a second, because I can't wait till it happens, but it's going to suck. All right, so we go from Wilson's, and we go to Nike, and this little white girl...
We don't go to Nike. First of all, you're
Holy shit, I forgot about the important part.
You got so fucking excited for no fucking reason, just because...
No,
like,
there was a reason.
The thing is, like, I guess you've never seen it before, just because you don't... venture into
no, I've
a
seen
Tanger.
It. I've seen it in Atlanta.
Right, but you don't, like, you don't, I guess because we went to fucking the Tanger Outlets.
Yeah, which is, even for me, a little bit south of where I go. You know, this is about as far as, I like living here. I do travel north for everything I need to do. This is my border, is the backyard.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, that's Redneckville. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, so we go to Tanger, and you happen up to just view a pair of monks.
Shaolin monks.
And you lose your shit. I mean, you stop dead in your fucking tracks.
I did. I got kind of excited, man. Monks! Woo! Monks! And they just let it happen. They're good guys.
Well, yeah.
They're meditating, though, at the time. So I'm just pretty sure they didn't let it break their stride.
No, you fucking lost your shit. And like I was like, what is going on? And you were like, we're going into that goddamn store.
Turned out to be a discount shoe store. They were looking at sandals, which was just kind of weird.
It was a terrible fucking store. But, like, I remember this incredibly funny. This was funny to me. Like, as I tell them the story, it's probably going to be incredibly boring.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
It probably is.
You went... you and I went to the bathroom together, as girly as that sounds.
This story is not turning out the way.
No, we don't look particularly masculine in this thing. Yeah. But we go to the bathroom together,
mm-hmm.
and we return to the store after doing our business in the men's room, which was each other.
Hey, yeah. Dude was pooping up a storm in there, too, by the way.
I know, and I walked in there screaming about gay sex. fun fact. So we go back into the store, and Lauren is just this look of anger. Like, she just has this mad look, and she's just like, this fucking bullshit store. And like, I was just like, what's wrong? And she's just like, they sell bitch. And then she drops the N-bomb again. Close. And I was like, what? Again, just casually racist.
And again, the white girl, funny. Like, this is what you don't know about her. She came from, like, backwoods North Carolina, man. Like, it's worse than here, all right? Like, because here, there's no reason any of us need to be ghetto unless you start getting up to Zone 4. This is not Zone 4, but
right.
So.
Yeah, she's a tiny, tiny little girl. She keeps talking about, like, Lil Wayne and just, like, listening to gangster rap.
Then talking about going to a Braves game, then talking about country music. It was
right.
She's an interesting little bunch of hyperactivity.
Yeah, she's a lot of quirks.
Yeah, you know? it's a big ball of quirks. It's good. It works. It works for her.
It was very weird. It was very, very weird. I don't know. I was kind of like, what the fuck? But the you lost your shit about the monks, and then we went into Nike,
and then the black girl and Lauren came out.
What? Oh, yeah, that's
because she started talking to all the black people. She's like, I love Nike. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah.
Wow.
It was bad.
That was bad. You were so racist right now.
Yeah, it's been a day, man. It's been a day.
It has been quite the day. And then, so we there.
We there.
We there.
We so there.
We so there. And she's unleashing her inner urban young lady.
And then, I'm like, you live in Locust Grove. No, you live in Griffin. That's where she lives.
She lives way south. And then, And then this is when we discovered your calling. We walked into a Polo Ralph Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't think I've ever been to a Polo Ralph Lauren store.
I don't think I have either. I own, like, two Ralph Lauren polos. I got on clearance at, like, Marshall's.
And you lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. Like, you were so happy.
You know what's funnier than that, though? The look of disgust you had and then instant reversal to where you're like, that vest does look good. And, like, both of us talking shit walking in there, and instantly, we leave the girl. I don't know what happened to her, but we just start grabbing clothes, trying it all. Like, ooh, look at this. What do you think about this? Look at the crest. I actually said crest, like, five times. You said,
look at the crest. I could care less about
the crest. Yeah, but then you found some flannel shirts, man.
I found a flannel shirt, and I was just like, I like this shirt.
You tried on, like, three different vests as well.
I only tried on two vests. I tried on both vests. They were the same.
Let me correct you. Two.
They were the same vest. What happens was I found one in a size that didn't look good on me in that size, so I got the size below it, and that one looked better. And I was like, I kind of like this vest.
This is one of those episodes I think needs to be lost.
No, I like it.
I know. This is going to be fun at work.
I enjoy how, I'm Hispanic, but, like, I'm the worst Hispanic in the world.
Today proved it.
Today was the quintessential Danny is not Hispanic.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty bad white guy. Like, I don't need, well, until I start working.
Well, you were, like, you grew up with black kids.
Yeah.
Like,
so me having most white of friends, your friends, which is now, is weird as fuck.
Yeah, like, your current friends are white.
Yeah. But when you first met me, like, all my friends were Asian, Hispanic, and black.
Yeah.
I didn't have any white friends.
You had like one or two white friends.
If that.
And they were like very, they were the minorities in your group. It was very weird. Because even they were uncomfortable with them, whereas like you were very comfortable with the actual minority group in your friend group. Well, which was funny. But yeah, like today.
I still look like the whitest guy on Earth.
Yeah. But like today I was just, just so fucking white.
It was so bad. I even got body spray, man. Ralph Lauren body spray.
I almost bought a pair of Ralph Lauren shoes. Like I was like, man.
You were getting the duck shoes? They were nice.
I was like, oh, God, these are cool.
Just like you hear it in her voice, too, as we say this. We're like, man, it was awesome.
No,
it like, was really... like, you don't want to like it, but it was so great. I got so many bargains. Outlet shopping.
The thing is, like, I know you had a great time.
So good.
Because we got home and you put on the shirt. You haven't taken it off. You're still wearing the shirt. Yeah, I'm wearing the shirt, man.
This is a nice shirt.
An hour ago.
It's very blue. There'll be a picture of it on Dick Pics.
It is a very blue shirt. I think it's not a joke.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I can't wait till winter when we start wearing our jackets.
The other thing you bought, but you didn't buy this today. You bought this yesterday, but it made me laugh, was you bought a Ninja Turtles coloring book.
I bought markers to go with it today.
Yeah, no. Look, I saw Turtles, which I won't say a name, and I can't bring this up anymore, so we can talk about that for 2 seconds. I went and saw the new Ninja Turtle movie with Allison.
Okay, no, we have to discuss this real quick. Yeah. Real quick. This is a caveat.
Yep.
Last week, Richard introduced a segment he called...
Allie Says.
Because he wanted to tell stories about his friend Allison. Yeah. Turns out, bitch got all butthurt, and now we can't do it.
She's not a bitch, man. She's my friend.
Bitch got all butthurt, and now we can't do it. So Allie Says is gone, and this is me going, I told you.
Can I give one last Allie Says before we start? Oh, since God. I'm doing
okay.
It? So, we have this guy at work.
So, Allie says, no, stop telling her
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, so I just want to do it one more time. And we're getting it out, man. We're getting it out. This is the last time ever.
No, let's talk it out.
So, we're going to get it out.
Yeah.
We'll go back to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We're going to Tarantino this.
So, Allie says segment, to get the last one ever, we have this guy at our work. His name is Shaquille.
Shaquille?
Yeah. Okay. So, instantly, when I meet the guy.
Shaq.
I start calling him Shaq, and I start making free throw jokes. I start just messing with, you know. All the NBA jokes I know, which are about 4 of them.
Yeah.
It's not many. Turns out he's a really nice guy. He's good. And Allison just, like, loves the kid. He's like, oh, my God, he does everything. He's so good. He's so good. She goes, we need to get him a nickname. I'm going to call him Shackles.
Wow.
Instantly, I start laughing. And, like, I don't remember
Why
who else
do you was only there. Know the most racist white women in the history of the world?
What makes it so funny is, like, she had no clue. And still, I'm like, what the fuck? You can't call a black man Shackles? What's your problem?
That's bad, dude.
It's like, you want to call him Kunta? We can do that. Maybe you don't like that name. That's a pretty name, Kunta.
His name is Tobin.
So, you know, it just didn't really work out. That is Allie Says.
Farewell to that segment.
I know, it's a good segment.
For killing a part of our show.
Next comment.
No, fuck this. We're actually talking about this because we talked about this today at lunch.
What about?
I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why I hate her so much.
She's never done anything to you.
I know, but I hate her.
Oh, man, now you're just making this awkward because I promised we wouldn't talk.
I'm done. I'm just like, okay. Like,
Say something nice.
What?
Say something nice to her.
What? You've allowed me to laugh at many things.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her thank you for letting us have the segment.
No.
You're an asshole, day.
Yes.
You're an asshole. Anyway.
It wasn't her idea for this segment.
No, it wasn't. What was it called? So, we go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And, I fell in love with it. I became a kid again, man. I was just like, it wasn't a great movie, but every second I'm just like, turtle power, cowabunga! And, like, ever since then, I've been wearing this necklace they gave me. I haven't taken it off in a week.
And how did you get the necklace?
So they opening weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, just opening weekend gift.
Free necklaces?
That's a dog tag.
Okay. For people. They give you pearl necklaces too?
No, I gave a fucking movie a pearl necklace though. Just fucking
hot.
Robes of jism.
That's hot.
Yep. So ever since then, I've just been going around anywhere I am. You just hear me yell at turtle. And the thing you didn't know, in the sink right now, there's a turtle cup that I bought
as well.
I know,
I saw that earlier when I was when I came home.
I have an activity book that has all the masks colored, but I had to go get some markers because I didn't have green. So now I got to color the turtles green.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have fun tonight eating candy and working on my activity coloring book.
You were officially 6 years old.
With a nice Ralph Lauren collection.
Oh, that's gold. I love it.
Yep. So what else has been up with you, Danny?
I got a job offer today.
Did you?
Yeah. Like a,
probably
like
shouldn't
a,
talk too much about that.
Well, I'm not going to say like where it was.
Yeah.
But like... Yeah, I got a pretty sweet job offer today, which is
down to a pack a day on this candy cigarettes, by the way.
Did you finish the pack already?
Yeah.
I like that they call them victory.
Like American spirits.
Against youth. But no, yeah, I got offered a pretty good, a decent gig, so that made me really happy. But like, okay, shit's about to get heavy right now.
Let's get heavy.
Like over the past like weekend, like starting Friday. I've had this like super uneasy feeling. Like I feel like something's going to go wrong,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why. Like
could be that you're stuck in a dead end podcast with your roommate.
That's it. That's probably it. Yeah. Dead end podcast. We've only started. It's like we've been doing this for years or something.
Haven't we, Danny?
Haven't we? Yeah. No. I can't shake it. Like and like. You know, you ever get that feeling? Are you laughing at my dog right now? You ever get that feeling that you're like sabotaging yourself, but you don't know why?
Oh no, I know why.
Yeah. See, I don't know why.
I hate myself.
Like, see, no, I'm basically I'm going into every situation super cautious and like I don't know, like not allowing myself to have fun or like a particularly good time because I'm like something's gonna go bad here. Like,
yeah.
And it sucks because I feel like I'm ruining the time I have with other people, and I don't like that. Like, that's a weird feeling I've been having lately.
You've done this. I don't know. Like, are you thinking this is new?
No, I know I've done it before, but like I haven't done it in a while, and this is definitely like I'm doing it again. You know, I haven't done this since like Christmas.
Yeah, you have.
What?
Oh no, wait, maybe you haven't. It was before Christmas. I'm sorry, that is my bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, there was a time. There was a time, and I feel bad. I'm gonna do this to you, but you did me shit with Allie, so I'm gonna put you through some shit right now.
Let's hear it,
Danny.
Yes,
you have really bad gas today. For one, I'm gonna throw that out there.
I smell so bad.
It smells like fucking chimichangas. But not like good chimichangas, like a bad Mexican restaurant
chimichanga. And it's not like I smell bad, like it's not my body odor, it's just...
It's the poo, You know how like sometimes someone farts and you're like, that smells like crystals?
Yeah.
I can get behind this, let me sniff it for a second and figure out what it is. This is like, nope, that's poop.
Yeah, no, I'm straight pooping.
Yeah.
But it's like air poop.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm glad we're talking about this.
No, so now we're going to get serious again.
Okay.
All right, man. Before Christmas...
Yes.
You went on a pussy whirlwind. It was Pussnado. You know, like Sharknado? Yeah. It was Pussnado.
Why does this keep coming up?
Because, dude, I don't think you understand what you did. And we all said, you know, Danny was in a serious relationship for a long time. Danny never had any confidence. Danny dated before the serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You dated some bullshit bitches. All right?
All right.
And then you got free and you're like, I hate life. And then we're like, don't hate life, bro. Live it. And you said... Well, you didn't hear live it. You heard fuck it. Because I think we said fuck it, but we didn't mean literally fuck it. And you just started going out every fucking weekend. And like some of this, like I'm not going to throw the stories out. You feel free to share which stories you want to.
Right.
Some of the shit you've told me now, I'm like, I need a minute. Someone please douse me with some water. It's a little hot in here.
Yeah, it's been something.
So like you saying that you self-sabotage yourself, because you sabotaged yourself a lot back in those days. You sabotaged yourself before.
In which day? In the pussy whirlwind days?
Both, man. Every time. Like you sabotaged yourself with women before.
Yes.
Like, well, not before, every fucking time. You do it. No. You sabotage yourself anytime you get like a little happy because you get nervous and you're like... I would rather destroy it myself than watch it get ripped from me.
I think that's what it is, because like I found over the past like few weeks, I've just been like, I've been having a really great couple weeks, you know.
And then, kill it.
Yeah, and now I'm like, no, and that's not good. Like,
yeah. The good news is you're living with me, and I'm just miserable, so that should help.
I guess I don't know. It's weird. It got really bad Friday because like over the past like I want to say like 4 or 5 months, there hasn't been a weekend where I totally. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I've been usually, like, at least one day out of the week, I'll go out and I'll do something.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I didn't do a fucking thing, like, at all, you know? And this is not including weekends where I'm, like sick or some shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, like, since Christmas, I've been pretty much, like, nonstop on weekends, like, because that's my days off.
Mm-hmm.
I go at it, like, pretty hard, you know? I get drunk or I hang out with my friends or I go to a bar or something.
And then you moved in with me.
Go on a date. Yeah. But it's like now I'm seeing someone fairly steadily. I'm like, I don't really, we spend my weekends, are spent like with her or you guys, which is like, but it's like a same steady group,
yeah.
Which is becoming more calm and less like, let's go fucking party. You
yeah.
know, it's more.
This house has evolved. It's no longer the party house. This is yeah. the, let's chill and talk about our feelings and wear Ralph Lauren.
But like, yeah, so that got. It felt very weird. So this weekend, I didn't do a fucking thing. Like, I never left the house.
Yeah,
and that makes me miserable.
Well, you've had that really I guess it's lucky. I was going to say unlucky. But the first, like, this is your third week here because this is the third podcast.
This is the fourth week here. We didn't do one the first week. Yeah.
But I have been extremely lucky in having weekends off and fucking hanging out with you, fucking running nonstop, and then you've had friends coming over.
Right.
That's usually not how my life runs. Usually it's like this week to where I work all weekend. So you've been getting that thing. I mean, like, there's been those times,
which are my favorite times here now, to where I get home around 2 or 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I'll crack open a beer, and I'm just sitting in the kitchen having the beer, reading something on my phone, mm-hmm. and then you wake up because you're going to work, yeah. and you have cereal. I'm drinking beer, and you're eating cereal, and it blows my fucking mind, because then,
yeah.
8 hours later, I'm waking up, and you come home, and I'm eating cereal, and you're cracking open a beer, and I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. It's my yeah. favorite days, but... That's the way our life is going to be here.
Yeah, no, no. I know that that's going to be more
our life.
Our life.
Together. We're so fucking...
We're so gay.
Hetero.
Today. Today we are so gay.
Yeah.
No, it's been very weird just because I can't put my finger on it on why I'm like uneasy, you mm-hmm. know? But I know I'm making myself uneasy by going like, why am I uneasy? It's just this like endless cycle of uneasiness.
I always love that you laugh at serious things because me and you both have that characteristic.
Yeah,
like I laugh when my mother died. Not like at her death, but it was like we're sitting there with my dead mother in the room. Me and my sister are talking. Someone said something. I made a joke, and me and my sister both went. It was one yeah. of those things, and you do it too because this is not a laughing matter. Like you're you're fucked up, and you're like,
yeah, yeah. Well. It's like a thing where I'm just like, I know I'm doing it. Why am I still doing it if I know I'm doing it?
Fuck, but man. Like, who are you, Freud? He's a hack. I mean, like, look, it's called anxiety, Danny. It's not something you completely control. Right. We live a life that's not our primal instincts anymore. We have a life of luxury, so we tend to panic when we're in it.
Yeah.
It's nothing we control. We have just to learn to go with it. Flow with it, you know?
Go with the flow with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy. I'm saying it like it's simple. I do it all the time. You see me, I fucking panic.
Yeah.
I've been on a couple of dates and I freak out and I'm just like, oh, and like, why the fuck am I doing it?
Yeah.
Have you seen me?
No, the other day we were just hanging out on the porch and you like lost it for a little bit. Yeah. It was, you were just like, well, I was like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. It's like one of those things. Like, I'm always so close to the edge. Like, a little push, I'm fucking over, man.
Right.
So I'm like, our cup is full to the top. So if you put something in it, it's going to overflow. And then I'm going to panic.
See, like for you, it's an outside force. Whereas like for me, it's very internal where it's like,
there's internal
bubbling. I'm like doing it. I'm the one pushing myself to like that edge.
I'm just a sippy cup.
There you go.
And you're like an open top cup.
Yeah. That's what it is. So yeah. Yes. But it's very fucking weird because like I know it and I can see myself ruining good things in my life right now.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, and I'm like, ugh, I probably shouldn't fuck this up.
But you know,
but I'm going to.
You know what the good news is, right?
I know that I'm going to.
No. If you ruin something, you have something really good to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah,
let's keep the art going, Danny.
Art for art. Yeah.
Suffer for your art.
Suffer for this conversation.
Yes. I mean, like, we always gotta have shit to talk about. So now, you morose motherfucker, what are we going to do? Let's light the fucking mood up. This is a comedy show, Danny.
Is it? I'm sorry.
It's dick pics. I pick comedy.
Okay, well, all right, go. You got next topic because I brought
Jesus,
that up.
Jesus, man, you really just threw it down on me here, didn't you?
It's your turn. I brought that up.
I guess you did. I have nothing, Danny.
You got absolutely nothing? You've had such a good day. Nothing. Just nothing to talk about?
Yeah. I lost my shit at work the other day.
Let's hear it.
It was... We just had like several call-outs in retail,
yes.
And no one would come in, and everyone kept laughing at me, which is usually like I try to be funny, but I have this very big issue that when I get upset, my upset voice is the same as my comedy voice, so when I tell someone to get to fucking work,
yeah.
They start laughing at me, and I'm like, does this look like a fucking joke? And they're like, and I'm like, fucking go mop the floors! And no one fucking... stopped laughing, and I got so mad, I fucking just threw my shit down, walked out and got a broom, started pushing it. I was like, no, I'm done. Fuck it. Do what y'all want to do. A bunch of 16, 17-year-old kids going, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, fuck retail.
Did you knock over bottles?
I might have.
You son of a bitch.
No, I did.
And you were trying to not give it away.
I know. So can I have the last bottle then?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, cool. Fall.
I gotta go get another beer now.
You know what we should talk about?
What?
This recent music shit we've been on, man.
Music shit?
Yeah. Let's talk about this music shit. Music no, shit. I've been on a music kick, though.
Okay.
Knock, knock. You about to get shell-shocked. Danny has introduced me to this new thing called trap music.
It's not new.
It's new to me. I knew that. I knew that.
Okay.
No, trap music's new to me, buddy.
Okay.
But, like, he's got me listening to Yayo. What's the other one?
All where of where songs, you been? All of these songs are old, by the way. Like, yeah. you were listening to old trap music.
Oh, old trap music's the best trap music. And then, what's the other one I like so much?
You like Yayo? Molly.
Molly. Oh, yeah. My God. So, the next episode, instead of doing hard liquor, I think we're just going to do Molly.
You want to do Molly?
Let's do Molly on the show.
I don't want to blow you on the fucking...
the show?
Usually do.
Oh. Oh, I hate that sound. That's the worst
sound. Oh, man, you know what we're supposed to talk about?
We're supposed to talk about something? Oh, no, you had an idea the other
day. I did. And it's like, I'm actually changing it partially. That noise reminded me of something.
You wanted to talk about something we did one time, but I can't remember because I was kind of
drunk. It was porn stores.
Yeah. Fuck. This is going to get me in trouble.
This one is not... It's kind of a porn story. I had a boss...
This isn't a porn story. This is an actual sex story.
It turns into a sex story.
Yeah.
I had a boss once when I worked at the theater. And guy taught me how to drink. He's just a real pervert. He's the reason I am the way I am. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time, like, he was showing me something fucked up, and there was this sound. He made fun of this chick at work who had, like, you know, crooked smile, like, where one side went up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you hear that fucking slurping noise? I wonder what that chick's, would sound like if she sucked a dick.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, later in life, this girl sucked my dick. But it's really funny because...
Later in life. I just imagine her wearing, like, a knit sweater with, like, gray hair.
No. We started hitting on each other, and... Like, I was the manager at the theater, she was the employee, and you know where the story's going.
Yeah, I do.
Her boyfriend, and by boyfriend I mean fiance, was a projectionist. He worked upstairs, and they got into a fight. And
did she blow you while he was upstairs?
She fucking blew the hell out of me, dude.
While he was upstairs?
Yeah. Ugh. In the office. And the sound I heard the whole time, and like I'm trying not to laugh, is just...
This is because she had a crooked smile. Right?
Crooked smile, and it wouldn't make a perfect vacuum. So you just hear. And I thought about a dude at that moment because I was like, James was right. So
did you high five him in your head?
Oh no, I high fived him about a week later. I'm like, I got blown in the chair. Like who? That was the fucking noise for years, man. That was the noise.
Okay, this just reminded me of this because we were in the Mexican restaurant slightly discussing it for a little bit. But, like, over the last week, you've been on two dates.
Yeah.
Both women are 9 years younger than you. And that doesn't bother you.
No, it bothers me. I just don't care.
Okay, wait. If it bothers you, then you kind of care, right? You don't care enough.
I don't care enough. There, we'll go with that. Yeah.
Okay. Like, why?
Because, well, something's not working in the age racket I'm in, so I need to go older or younger. I'll figure out one of the two. I've dated a little bit older. They're actually same bullshit, too. So I'm like, yeah, let's try this.
The thing is, today, I've been kind of like, it's gross, kind of. Like, it's gross to me. No.
Wait, you've not been judging me, and now you're going to tell me you're judging me?
No.
You're going to drop this bombshell here? You're going to drop this... God damn it, Danny.
Okay, no. Like, I haven't been judging you. It's more that I've been like, don't, and you keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, he did it. And I'm just kind of dealing with the fact that you did it. But today was the first time that I ever had to deal with it, like, in person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was so weird to me because you actually said it out loud while caressing an underage, and when I say underage, I mean like below drinking age.
Hold on.
No, she's not like 16. No, like she's below drinking age, which to me is kind of ridiculous to date when you're above drinking age. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you're like holding her, and you say, "This is why I love underage women," and I was just like, "Oh God!" Like it was so incredibly
that
pervy.
Word came out because, like, you're saying it like I was fucking hitting on this chick. I just reached out and hugged her, and I said, "This is why I love underage women."
It came out
pervy as shit, and you fucking nailed that look at me. I do want to defend myself on it, but yes, I said that, and I did it for you, and you looked perfectly at it. You're just like,
you're trying to act like it wasn't a big deal that you put your arm around it, but she was discussing your penis.
Was she?
Yes.
I don't remember this.
She said everything on it is big or something, because like she somehow saw your dick, and like you were. She said everything on you is big or something like that, and you were like, you put your arm around.
No,
it.
No, that
like,
was you dumb shit. She was talking about the truck.
Sure.
No, that's what we were talking about.
No. I made a joke about the truck being big, and then you were like. And then you were, and then she goes, "Oh, everything about him's big."
Okay. And then so you're like, "It's like she didn't. I didn't change in public."
No. And then you put your arm around, and you were like, "This is why I love underage chicks." And I was like, "Ugh,
They stay the same age, and I keep getting older.
It bothered all right. it was gnarly. But okay, gnarly. Back to your porn stories.
Back to the porn stories. That's not good enough. I like the youngins. You keep saying this like it's so fucking bad, man. Like
it's so gross.
Dude, my stepmother is 14 years younger than my father.
Okay. See, like, this is where people go, like, age is nothing but a number. That whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different when the age is below. Like, when someone's still a teen.
Yeah.
And you're...
Look, motherfucker, I get it. I know.
Almost 30. Like, it was just... It's weird.
Not almost 30. I'm 2 years away.
That's almost 30. Like,
That noise?
Yeah, that noise is pretty good.
That's the turning 30 noise.
But, like, I just... It was...
Fuck you, I'm okay with it, man. If it makes me happy, I agree with it.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if you were 30 and she was 21. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it. The problem is she's like, I'm 18, and I'm like, ugh. I don't...
We'll see where it goes, man. We'll see where it goes. I don't like the judgment. I feel I'm okay. I wear Ralph Lauren. I'm an adult. I'm going to go leave this podcast and color in my coloring book. Thank you.
As if to prove my point.
She okay. Probably likes coloring too. It's just dead air. I can't even get the next line. Woo! Anyway, so... Anyway, so back to the story. So the fiance is upstairs. She blows me. It's just.
I heard that already.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we're back to.
Okay.
The story goes on. The next, like, I don't know. We finish. We go about our business. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks later, maybe a week later, she calls me at like 4 a.m. and wakes me up.
Okay.
And you know, when you're asleep and you can't really get shit out of your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hello? Who is this? And she's like, that's me, it's me. And I'm like, what's up? What's going on?
What's up? You're apparently Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu. she's like, I think I'm pregnant. And I fucking bolt right out of bed, panicked as shit, trying to figure out in my mind, like, oh my gosh, she only blew me. How the fuck is she pregnant? This can't happen. I'm like, what the fuck? Did she spin her cooch? I mean, like, she was fucking crazy because her husband, like, her fiance was upstairs. And I was just like, she's like, no, 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 not with you. And I'm like, what the fuck did you call me for?
She's needed a helping hand.
Yeah, well, she already gave me a helping mouth, so like, the situation was done.
Oh, that is charming.
I make it sound like I came out the winner of that. That situation went so south so quick, though, to where like I was a dick because of it. But learning experiences, you know.
Fair enough.
Plus, I always get to go, which is a pretty good story. So, Danny, give me a porn story, man.
Porn story.
Porn story. There's story a specific.
That
there's
porn
a...
or a story that like in which I'm having sex in the story.
No, no. Well, either one.
Either one.
Yeah. I'm looking for two.
Which there's, two do you want?
There's one story that I want to hear about porn specifically.
Which one?
I don't want to give away the ending, man. We talked about it the other day.
I've told that story before on a different podcast.
Did you?
Yes.
The Shippy?
Shibby.
Shibby.
Yeah.
I, like I fucking remember it, Annie. I just remember the outcome.
Yeah. I've told that story on a different podcast.
Well, this is dick pics.
I don't want to rehash the same past.
We should rehashtag it.
Rehashtag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But right, give me another
one?
Story.
What's the other one?
Oh, you can't tell the other story on the
Why
show.
Not?
It's a bad story.
Tell me. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck.
Liquor kick.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
That one's bad. No, I'm not.
Just give me a story, man. Like, fucking stop wasting our fucking valuable listeners' time.
I don't remember. I don't, like, this is hard.
Can we give you the red spreading?
You want to hear the red spreading?
Yeah, let's hear the red spreading.
Okay, the red spreading takes place with three women over 4 days. Yeah.
What?
Hang on.
I've not heard it told this way.
Okay. Well, because you only heard about the main... You heard about the main event of the red spreading.
Fucking beautiful.
If you don't...
I had to move the fucking mattress.
Okay, if you...
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, there's a major event that happens in season 3. I won't spoil it too much, but it's called the Red Wedding. It's called that because there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of blood. Yes.
Live update. Someone asked, okay. Is this why you're not replying to my text? Yes. Continue.
Okay. Okay, so there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of blood. So obviously this story is going to contain lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of blood. Just a heads up. So if you're squeamish, I'm sorry.
Is there a soundboard for this?
For blood?
Yeah.
No.
There's a scream.
That scream is
Jesus,
way too
that's
long.
That's too long. Yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
Okay, so a couple of months back, I was on my... my fucking, what'd you call it? The pussy
NATO.
My pussy NATO when I was just having sex with a lot of different women kind of randomly. It was very reckless of me and kind of stupid, but.
Mike and Ike.
You want me to open the Mike and Ike?
Mike and Ike.
Okay, we're going to Mike and Ike it right now. Okay, so I was in the middle of.
Mike and Ike's a bad idea. Put the Mike and Ike down.
Everything's in wrappers, so yeah. It's going to be loud.
Never mind. Fuck okay. The candy. Sugar high is going away. We
all can right. Deal with this. So, this story might take a minute.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I was kind of alternating between, like, about 3 girls regularly, and then I got a text.
I hope all of them listen to this.
Oh, God, I hope not. I was kind of alternating between 3 girls regularly, and... one girl I was actually kind of seeing, like, we were thinking about kind of becoming an item, but at the time we were, like, just physical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was, I made the mistake, or, you know, had the pleasure of being her first, depending on how you see it.
Oh, this story sounds so much worse than my, you know, 19-year-old one, right?
Right,
so
right.
I'm okay now. Let's get okay. This story out there, Danny.
So, yeah, so I had the... You know, however you want to think about it, I was either the mistake or the pleasure of being her first. However you like to imagine that. Anyway, I was also having sex with this other girl kind of randomly. Like, it was just a hookup. No real connection there as much as we just wanted to do something physical. And we were going to do that. And she came over, and we had sex, and it caused some bleeding. You know, it happens.
I've had a version, she
bled a little bit on me and a lot on the bed, but not enough to, like, really make a difference. It was just kind of like a couple drops.
I saw that scene too. The first time I was like, what's that? And you're like,
yeah.
That was your reaction to me. And I'm like, not going to sit on your bed ever again.
Right. Okay. So
it was a lie.
Yeah. So, that happened. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 days later, I got a pretty interesting text message.
This doesn't make you sound like a whore at all.
I'm just going to let you know. God, fuck, I'm going to get dumped.
I'm going to let you know. Allie and the girl that I went on a date with, that he's kind of rated me on.
Yeah.
Why are you listening to him? He's a whore.
I'm a whore. the interesting thing about the story is I got a text message from a girlfriend that I dated for a long time. Like a very long time.
Interesting thing about this story is you're Wilt Chamberlain.
I dated her for a while, and she hit me back up, and she was just kind of like, "What's up?" And I was like, "I bet you I can get this chick back into bed." Like, it was like my own personal bet to myself, and I went along with it, right? And like, I gave her shit, like a lot of shit. I mean, like a lot of shit about, like, why don't we hook up? You know, like, she was just kind of like, "Fuck it, fine." You know,
I've never heard you be cocky about yourself before.
No,
I like
I'm
it,
not,
dude.
I'm
do
not
it,
really,
do it.
I'm not being cocky. I was being an asshole.
I like it. Do it.
I was like. Let's do it, come on. I was like in the midst of my whole, like, I'm gonna fuck anything with legs kind of thing. And like,
we know.
And she was like, fuck it, all right, like, I'm gonna do this, you know. And she came over and I was just like, yeah, you know, you've been with dudes before. And she was just like, no, like, you. So there hadn't been, it had been like me, and then it was years of us broken up because I went and was in another relationship completely for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then half a year of me being single, you know. So it was like, oh, okay. It's been like 4.5 years and she hasn't been with anybody else but me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went at it again and it caused some bleeding. Yeah. So I got another mark.
Dear listeners, if you're getting this, Danny has a huge cock. It'll make you bleed. Mine average. You won't hurt so much. You'll just enjoy the pleasure.
I don't. I know
your
no,
pick.
It's not
dick pics.
It's not a big dick. Anyway, not a big dick pic.
But, that should be a sound bite right there. I loved it.
Go. No, but it's like, okay, so I got another stain on the bed. And then, like, it happened so fast, and, like, I went into the other room where, like, I had roommates at the time. Oh, yeah. And, like, I told them the story.
A lot of roommates.
Yeah, I had told them the story about the first girl bleeding on my bed, and they were like, ah. And then I went back in there, and I had, like, blood on me and on my hands, and I was just like, look at this shit.
Here in Charver.
And they're like, oh, God. And so the girl got embarrassed and packed up all her shit and left, and, like, and I was just kind of like, okay?
You know? No, I can understand why she left, Danny. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
I didn't do that shit in front of her. Like, she didn't know I did any of that. And
she got embarrassed. Okay.
Yeah. She just got embarrassed because she bled. You know?
What's her name?
I'm not going to say that. Because I don't remember.
Whisper it to me. Volume up.
No. Anyway, so the girl I was actually seeing at the time, like, not really seeing, but, like, we were kind of working our way up into being an item. You know?
I would like to put an asterisk on my story. Mm-hmm. I was completely single when I got blown in the theater.
Okay.
And I thought they had broken up that night. I was completely single.
Like, we were just hooking. These were hookups.
Oh, okay.
And one girl was like,
she was a main chick. She was your steady.
Yeah. She was steady. But if, like, she
Lauren
wanted
here, she would call you bae. Right. Your boo. Your boo boo. No, that's what you're pooping.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm like, sorry. I'm trying to get up with the times.
But yeah, no, this is the girl that we're like, it was on the reg, you know? And like, now it's like,
that's
and
a trap music.
And then we started like actually dating. Like, she actually became my girlfriend for a little bit. But before that happened, we were just having sex kind of regularly, and that was her first.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously that causes some bleeding.
Yeah.
But when that happened, it, like,
why is that, Danny? Explain, please. Diagram.
I don't know what happened, but, like, we were just having sex. I think maybe she might have been just about to start a period or something. And, like,
Danny broke through the fourth wall.
Yeah, and I kind of, like, I opened the floodgates. It was like fucking Hurricane Katrina, but on my bed. And, like, it was just, the levees broke, and then, boom. Like, it's just a fucking, it's, you know what it looks like? It looks like a Rorschach test when you take, like, a fucking.
But people, for colorblind people, see black as red?
Yeah, it's just this bright red sort of moth-like creature design.
I didn't see a moth. I saw my family portraits.
Oh, you're an optimist. It's like, yeah, it's this funky, fucked up, big blood stain.
Oh, and I've seen it. Like, I moved the mattress again.
Yeah, and it's not like.
And there's two little dots that just look so like eyes above it.
Gross. This is so gross. It's so deep. Like, it's not even like a little stain where she's like, oh no, I got a little bit of blood. I mean, like, that shit was on there because I didn't know that she was bleeding. Because
she's, you know, just standing, just like, man, she's really wet.
Yeah, like, we were like having sex in the dark, right? Yeah. So it's like. You know, we both finish, and I was like, whew. And then, like, you sit back, and I'm like, why is everything wet? And then I turn on the light, and then, boom, puddle of blood on my bed. And it's, like, soaked in.
Yeah, it sounds like a good metal band.
Puddle of blood on my bed. The new record. So, yeah, so it's just this huge blood on my bed. Okay, fast forward to 9 months later. I'm moving out.
She's pregnant.
No.
Oh, my God.
That was good. No, fast forward 9 months later, I'm moving out. I'm moving into this house. I'm moving into this house.
4 weeks ago.
Yeah, so we're putting all my shit away, and we're getting all the small things in before we get the bed in here, you know? And Richard has the bright idea to, like, hey, I'll go get your bed. You know, like, Richard's a big guy. He can probably carry a whole bed by himself. It's not a big deal. So he goes over there, and then, like, he just sees it, and he's like, is that blood? And I'm like, yeah. And he's just like, fuck you guys. So we have to carry, and like, it almost hits you in the face. I remember
it's
that.
Not happy. Because it's like, there's no place you can grab it and not be touching some of the blood. She's like, you're going to sleep on that? I have a perfectly good mattress. I like my mattress.
And it's also like on the other side. Like, it's on the flip side of the mattress. So it's like. It's
flip side of that girl's life now, too. That'd be fucking plastered all over the internet.
She's moved on to greener pastures, so everything's
redder
okay.
Pastures. God, so that's the red spreading.
Oh, this is the worst.
We have titles for things that happen to us, man.
This is the worst story I think I've ever told.
No, it's not.
My mom is going to hate me.
Oh, dude, holy shit. I keep forgetting your mom listens to this.
Every episode.
Oh, yeah.
She's
that's going to be
best.
Fun.
She's the best.
She takes it in stride, man. That's how you got born.
Jesus.
Oh, that was bad. I want to also say something else. You had this line for the one chick that you had been with before. You're like, come on, I know you've been with dudes before. I want you to know how often you use this lines. Once at a party, you looked at your cousin and said, I know you've sucked a dick. Take the shot.
I know she sucked a dick because she was pregnant. Yeah. She wasn't pregnant, but she had had kids.
Okay. Yeah. I just want you to know that this line gets used a lot by you, man. I held that in. Just get the story out.
But, I don't like when people are like, oh, no, it's not me. I'm putting a dick in my mouth. Yeah, it's like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. Money's right. I'd put a dick in my mouth.
No, I mean, like, people have sex.
Yeah,
it happens. It's not a big deal. But, like, you know, some people treat it like it's the fucking end of the world. And it's just like, no.
Oh, man, I'm so happy. The Red Spreading just came out.
Oh, God damn it. I can't believe I told that fucking story.
You fucking told it good, too, man. That was great. Like, I've never heard all those details.
Well, you've only heard it from the point of view of, like, what happened after...
The last time? The reason I had to move the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, the only time you've ever heard it. You've never heard it from the beginning where it's, like, it's a saga of, like, bleeding.
Now I'm just hoping that, like, the people listening to this get to this part of the show to where they're like, you know, Richie looks like a dick. Like, they're making, like, he's dating young women. Like, he's, you know, having his best friend insulted. I'm like, no, like, his best female friend. Let me get that out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, look at Danny. Danny fucked three women and made them bleed and said, ha ha.
I mean, like, I've had sex with young women, but they were all over 21. Like, my one criteria is that they can drink. If they can't drink, I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds really date rapey.
It does, okay? Look, I'm trying to get past the drinking part. I'm having issues with it, but I'm trying, Danny. I'm trying, all right?
I didn't realize how date rapey I sounded.
I wish we had this as a video cast to see your eyes get wide. Every word in that sentence, you went, I can't stop, it's coming out. Oh, man. This episode is bullshit for the both of us, dude. Oh, it's going to be great. Do I have to explain myself to a lot of people?
I don't have to explain a goddamn.
No,
I just explained everything.
No, you have to explain to the one person that you went, oh, I'm going to get dumped. This is going to be fun for me. I'll watch that one.
Oh,
I got to explain to the girl I went on a date with and be like, look, no, I'll say it out. Like, I do. I actually like her. She's going to. There's no doubt.
Which one is this? Because you went on two dates.
No, I don't know what you're getting on two dates.
Yeah, you went on
two dates. No, I went to a movie with Allison, and I went on the date.
Who gave you... Okay, wait. One wasn't a date, but you were, like, flirting fairly hard with one.
No. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, this is not me joking, well, trying to hide shit on the podcast. Well, you told me not to,
like, bring it up, so I don't want to, like... I don't want to out the details, but I know that there was a second young lady. Like, that isn't hidden from anyone.
I think it's the same lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. No, same lady. I lost my train of thought. No, you're asking me, like, how I'm doing this, because I actually like her. I have more fun with her
than... Keep going. I'm going to grab a beer.
Grab two.
Okay.
I actually like her. It's one of those things to where, like, I have fun with her. And you've called me out on this, Danny, that I tend to jump from women a lot. Because I have this real no-holds-bar attitude when it comes to dating that usually after I date someone, one date, I'm like, fuck this person, man. I'm done. I don't want to deal with this. Who wants this bullshit? And this one doesn't feel that way. Like, I actually kind of have fun. I like hanging out. So I do kind of want to give that to the person, you know?
Yeah.
So for you, all the making fun of me that you do.
I don't make fun of you.
You judge me. You judge me. It's called judging.
I don't judge you. All right,
Hitler.
I go like, right, I wonder Stalin. Why he does it. I want to understand.
All right, Coney. I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. 2012.
2012.
Yeah. that was a good joke. I like that one.
Yeah. No, I'm not actively trying to judge you. It's more just like, I wonder why you do it. I may not approve of it, but it's not like, I'm not saying stop. You know, like.
That is true. Once it's in, you're pretty good with letting it go. Bad choice of words.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm there till it bleeds.
Yeah, we know.
Oh God,
we definitely know.
Jesus Christ.
So let's give one last check. See if there's any more. Nope, I have nothing. You got anything on yours?
Hang on a second. I have to double check. I turned my phone off. Off.
If you guys do want to end up like I'm gonna try to do it every time we do a show. Now I'm gonna do a
try to live tweet.
Yeah. I call it live tweet, but we don't Twitter. Because
don't Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. I do social media pretty well. You Instagram like a son of a bitch.
I love Instagram.
And I just like my Facebook pretty well, but I just cannot get behind Twitter. I just can't do shit in 120 characters. Such a hassle, Hoff.
Like, I enjoy Facebook, but I'm losing anything new. Like, I'm always seeing the same post over and over.
Well, like, I'm an Imgurian. Like, I like the, you know, imager. I used to like Reddit, but then it's just I get tired of the kids.
I really love Instagram because it's like every post is something different.
Yeah.
And like I get to see what people are up to, what they're doing. It's, you know, it's the same thing as like posting a status, except you're not actually a status. You're just showing me what you're doing.
It's for stupid people that can't read. It's Facebook for dumb people. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I get it.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, all
right. We are about to, let's give some news out. Let's give some podcast news. You want podcast news?
We have news?
I do.
Okay,
let's you can see me keep up with news. Me. We're about to actually get Rabbit Hole Productions back up and going.
That's been up and going.
It is, because this is part of it. But, like, yeah. I don't want to consider it part of it until we have more to give. And we're about to start up a second podcast.
It's a little strange. We've already done the second podcast.
Yeah, but they don't fucking know this, Danny.
Well,
keep with me.
You know what, man? I'm destroying the fucking wall.
I know. There's a fucking mystery here. Let me unravel it. Don't just fucking rip the curtain down like you did at my party.
Whatever.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead. So, we're about to start a underground, not necessarily horror movie, but mainly horror movie podcast called Scenes from the Underground.
Yeah, if you don't know, we used to do a movie review show. I mean, we've talked about it a little before.
Shot, Chop, and Score.
We used to do Shot, Chop, and Score. And it was fun. We had a lot of some really good times doing that show. We kind of want to do something sort of like that, but about movies that not everyone is going out and seeing.
Yeah, and these underground, like, I've gotten big into this realm, but I was thinking about it the other day. That's why I took it off horror movies. Like, do you remember that one, Scaling?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking underground. Fuck, let's do that.
You found that at a horror fest, but it's not a horror movie. It's more of like a dramatic thriller, thriller kind of thing. It was very good.
Yeah.
Well, very good ideas.
Yeah. And it's great. Like, if you want to see Danny shit on stuff and me go, oh, it's beautiful, go watch that show or listen to that show.
Yeah, like, if you're wondering why you should bother listening to me on this show, I mean, you're right. Why are you even listening to me? But, like, I'm glad you are, and thank you very much. But, like,
I know why they listen to me.
On a movie show,
hilarious.
I think I fairly know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, no, you're
like,
smart.
I'm not amazing at it, but I think I can hold my own in a conversation. And like, there's just this thing that is super appealing about those underground movies.
Yeah,
it's punk rock, man.
The
DIY like sort of spirit behind it. Yeah, it feels really, really punk rock and like really kind of hardcore and very intense. But those movies, they're not
It's what we're doing with this podcast, and we have no way to do it. It's fucking making it happen.
Yeah, we're just doing something as opposed to like just kind of fucking copy pasting somebody else or something like that. But like the thing that's super interesting about those movies is that I usually don't like them. And you're usually a big fan of them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great debate on those episodes.
Yeah, it's fun.
And they're pretty fun. The first episode we did was on a short film collection
called The Collective.
Clever
name,
yeah. I know. Which I actually really enjoyed watching it. I didn't enjoy
you just
all the parts.
Shit on it a lot. That's funny, but like I don't know. It's fun. So if you like it, it's going to be on Facebook.
It's coming on soon. Yeah. So it's Scenes from the Underground.
Yeah. We'll post all about it. The other thing, we have a Facebook page. If you haven't, go like it. It's called facebook.com/dickpics. Even if it's a dying media. Go to Facebook, because that's the one where I find. Also, I know Danny doesn't like giving it out, but fuck it, Danny needs to. Danny has an Instagram that he fucking throws out like crazy. Get your Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Drex418, all one word, all lowercase.
There we go.
That's like Drex418. That's me.
You can also find us at dickpics.podomatic.com.
Yes.
And now, available on iTunes.
Yeah, we're finally on iTunes.
Which is not like a great feat.
It was a pain in our ass.
Yeah, because we don't like Apple. So we had to fucking sign up with Apple.
I don't mind Apple. I have an iPhone.
I fucking hate Apple.
I have an iPhone.
Then why the fuck did I do all the signing up? You had Apple ID.
Yeah, but like I've already had like 3 podcasts in my name.
That's probably true.
Like, what the fuck? Also, you're running this show.
I know. It is Dick Pics.
Yeah.
So keep up for it, man. Rabbit Hole Productions. We're trying to get more.
It's coming up. It's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, that was about it.
Right. Yeah, so you are?
Danny.
I'm Ralph Lauren.
Oh!
And...